pink slime, which is a slang term that was given to it by former USDA meat inspector. Mm-hmm. Basically, what it is its actual name is lean, finely textured beef, and it's made from trimming. So if you look at the overall concept of how animals were, our carcasses were processed, 40, 50 years ago, grocery stores got in big sides of beef, and there was no trimmings from a processor whatsoever. Then boxed beef came along in the 70s, so now these big, large meat processors have all these trimmings, which if there's a lot of the trimmings that are fairly lean, they can go straight into ground beef. But then there's some of those trimmings that have beef attached to them, like fat trimmings that have beef attached to them.
Right.
But to dig out all those little bitty pieces of meat, it would cost way, way too much.
So what do they do?
Then basically what would happen is those pieces would go off into what we call rendering, which is the unseen industry, you know, the unseen segment of the foods and livestock industry that deal with bones and fat, that unseen stuff that nobody wants to think about. It's kind of like a garbage landfill. We know it's there, I just don't want to see it or think about it or deal with it.
Right.
That's what the rendering industry is. Now, all these trimmings have passed USDA inspection, but like I said, a lot of times there's little bits of meat still attached to fat that is just way too much effort and cost to pay somebody to dig those out. And then about 20 years ago, BPI, Beef Products Incorporated, developed a technology where they'll take these trimmings, they'll heat the trimmings up to about 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and then put them in like a centrifuge, and basically the heating of the product made the fat liquid, but okay, still kept the meat intact. And that centrifuge, what would happen is they would spin the fat off of the lean meat. And then all of a sudden, when you start raising the temperature of something that is a perfect environment for bacteria, the USDA said, well, okay, your process is really neat, but how can you assure that it's safe? And so that's when they utilize ammonium hydroxide gas. They puff it on there to kill any pathogens, and then the ending product is what was called lean, finely textured beef, or in the slang, popular press term is pink slime. The product that you get.
Yeah. Right. So why is this stuff added to meat? Is there any benefit aside from higher profits for the producers?
There is that. It's a way of utilizing everything. The main benefit that we get from it is that it is actually a safer product because it's gone through what we would call a kill step, so to speak. And so when it's blended in with other ground beef, you get a little bit of a carryover of that process. And so if there's any pathogens or bacteria present on those products, you get kind of a kill step in there with that as well.
Well, you make it sound like it's actually safer than what we normally think of as just a ground beef that's not treated. Should people be concerned, or should they avoid this product?
It is a safe product. To say whether people should avoid it is kind of a personal preference.
It's nice to see that people are at least concerned about where their food is coming from. Greg Renfro, thank you for your time this morning.
You bet. My pleasure.